USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Democrats have a common goal of booting the president from the White House in November's general election, but the progressive and moderate wings of the Democratic Party presented an image of unity at their convention last week. But there was a moment during the four-day Democratic National Convention where progressives protested in large numbers over the party's platform. The DNC revealed over the weekend that 3,562 delegates voted to approve the platform, with 1,569 voting no. The number of convention delegates who voted no is roughly the same as the number of delegates pledged to progressive Bernie Sanders of Vermont. President Trump, in his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention today, said that he was glad that Bernie Sanders did not win the nomination because Sanders has a more enthusiastic backing. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The California Supreme Court overturned the death penalty sentence for Scott Peterson, convicted in the Christmas Eve murder of his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn son, Connor. The court's decision came more than 15 years after Lacey, a Modesto, California schoolteacher, was killed. Investigators said Peterson dumped his wife's body from his fishing boat into the San Francisco Bay in 2002. The bodies surfaced months later. While the murder conviction against Peterson stayed in place, the court ordered a new penalty phase trial. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on a trip to the Middle East, the first of two senior U.S. officials to head to the region this week, as the Trump administration presses an ambitious Arab-Israeli peace push. Pompeo is traveling to Israel, several Gulf Arab states, and Sudan. To accelerate progress in the region, Pompeo is expected to be followed to many of the same destinations later in the week by Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, according to several diplomats. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Florida teachers worried about returning to the classroom during the coronavirus pandemic won a legal battle with Governor Ron DeSantis, who wants to reopen schools by the end of this month, declaring that the state essentially ignored the requirement for school safety by insisting teachers resume in-person education. Leon County Judge Charles Dodson ruled in favor of the Florida Education Association's lawsuit. The Department of Education's order, which was issued July 6th, overrode local school boards' rights to operate their own schools, according to Dodson. Dodson also noted that after Hillsborough County, on the advice of local health expert, voted this month to delay reopening for 4 weeks, it was threatened with the loss of $23 million in monthly state aid by Education Commissioner Richard Cochran. Jerry Falwell Jr. resigned as president of Liberty University after 13 years at the helm of the prominent evangelical Christian school, marking an end to the embattled leader's troubled tenure. The school placed Falwell on an indefinite leave of absence August 7th. Falwell became president of Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, upon the death of his father in 2007. Falwell's problems mounted in recent months when he publicly apologized for a tweet showing a person in blackface and posted a photo to his Instagram account in which his shirt was up and he was holding a glass of alcohol. The awkward image also showed him standing next to a woman with his pants unzipped. Stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.